who?
Do you have... Hello, operator?
I have Secretary Rusk on the line, yes.
Fine, thank you.
Want to put him on this one?
Yes, sir. Would you please?
Thank you. He'll be right on, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Just a moment, please, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you.
Hello?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
I've got a little statement on the way through Ralph Dungan to announce Ed Martin's appointment. That's ready now and can be done this afternoon. But you wanted a little statement on it, and I've got something on the way.
All right.
Secondly, I talked to Mr. Bunker this morning, and he will give us his final answer on Thursday. He had just gotten my letter. He was in Sao Paulo. He had not had a chance to talk about my letter with his wife. He's going back and see her, and he'll let us know on Thursday.
All right.
So we can maybe announce it then. Now, third, I'd like to check with you, because I want to talk to my cabinet colleagues. I would strongly recommend that on this cabinet meeting with the Japanese, January 27 and 28, that Hodges and Wirtz go with me, and that we leave Dillon, Freeman, and Udall here, and that they not go.
All right.
And we'll cut it back that way, and all I think that'll be more manageable.
All right, that's all right.
Now, is there anything on your mind that I can help you on this morning?
No, I don't think so. I sure wish you'd find out who's leaking all that stuff out of the Latin American division every day, the New York Times, and getting these editorials and putting the heat on me.
Well, I'll certainly... I'm getting them together this afternoon on something else.
They had all this information before you and Mann got it to me, and I sure don't think that many ought to have that kind of information, you and Mann, but I don't know who else would be having it, down to the last assistant and last ambassador and everything else. And I don't know why we're going to publish it just in the Times. If we're going to publish it at all, we ought to give it to everybody.
That's right. Well, now, are you thinking of the stories this morning particularly?
No, I'm talking about Ted Schultz's story the day before yesterday.
Oh, yes, right. Well, I'll see what...
But just any of them. There's just so many leaks coming out of there. I don't know how we run a government that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who it is, but there must be some way to see who he's seeing.
Well, let me get on to that.
I talked to Tom Mann about it, and it just almost makes me veto appointments that they say are already made.
Sure, yeah.
I just don't want to confirm that they're that close in my administration, and if they are, why...
I'm going to be done about it.
Right. Sure.
I agree with you.
Khrushchev may be knowing more about the government than I do.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President, and I hope you have a marvelous new year.
Thank you, Mr. President.